Listen to KINS 106.3 FM for Warriors basketball.
Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS FM.
This is Anthony Mantova for your community comment. With Humboldt County leaving behind its black market past and embarking in a new direction, we need to all agree to stop being so picky about who can do business here. When you consider all those business ventures that were disqualified by public officials, run aground by attorneys, and derailed by outraged members of the public, it's a long list, and I don't have time to go through each one. But the old adage, beggars can't be choosers, needs to become a part of our thinking. Why do we need to present a welcome mat to the world and its investors? Well, because we don't have any industries anymore, certainly not anywhere near the level we need. Obviously, I love the arts, and tourism is great, and cannabis is also successfully putting some people to work, but alas, arts, tourism, cannabis, that's not enough to get Humboldt County out of its downward spiral. Whether they be restaurants, or fish farms, or railroads, or even additional Mexican restaurants, let's stop the bickering and start putting out an open for business sign. Over the course of Humboldt County's history, the radical left has done a lot of damage with their so-called smart growth idealism, in which they pick and choose who can and cannot do business in our county. These pseudo-intellectuals have a problem now, an issue that they never considered. How can you be picky about business when you have a business climate that's so harsh for investors? The radical left isn't just responsible for blocking outside business interests. They also play a significant role in artificially raising the costs of what we pay. Take Richardson Grove, for example. The fact that only one or two trees can mangle Humboldt County's need for proper transportation of goods is ridiculous and leads to more expensive shipping rates that are passed on to you, the consumer. Radical left politics continue the economic devastation as the passing of Measure R that raises the minimum wage is inflating the cost of goods and services year by year. In my last community comment, I pointed out that our local officials have no idea how to address the homeless situation. One of the left's latest ideas is to set up a homeless resort of sorts on our waterfront. Now, that's not a good use of prime real estate. When you add the homeless to this economic environment, it's not difficult to see that Humboldt County is presenting an anti-business climate to the world. And it is the anti-business atmosphere that needs to evaporate if we are to ever have nice things, like jobs for higher income professionals or quality union jobs. Business investment leads to jobs, which leads to successful families where kids go to school and everyone is spending money locally, with more revenue for local governments to maintain the services we need. For too long, we all relied on a black market cash supply economy to keep Humboldt County going. Now that it's over, Humboldt County must compete on its merits. Being extra picky, that's not the answer.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS FM, Blue Lake, California.